Hey man, praise God. This is a beautiful day. I don't care what it looks like outside, but this is a beautiful day. Amen. God has created everything for our enjoyment. Even that snow outside that we're looking at. Amen. Hey, just enjoy the sight of it because it's beautiful. Because God has made it. Amen. Praise God. You know, so many times, I thank God for my family here. Christian Freedom Ministries. I thank God for the airways being made open for those that are on internet to chime in and hear what thus saith the Lord and to share the experience that we all share. Amen. Receiving what God has for us. You know, this morning we had a wonderful Sunday school study by way of First Lady Jackson. You know, she came forth telling us about the greatest gift. The greatest gift. The gift that, you know, continues to give to us, and that is Jesus Christ. The greatest gift is Jesus. Amen. And we all know that Jesus loves us so much. Just like the Bible says, you know, whom the Father has given his only begotten Son, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. And that's because God loves us. The Bible also tells us that God is love. Amen. And if we can just show that godly love towards everybody, we're giving them a gift. Amen. If when you show love, you're giving a gift to people. When you spread a kind word to someone because of the love that's in you, you're giving them a gift. When you're compelled to help someone in a time of need, because of the love that's in you, you're giving them a gift. See, gifts can be given in many ways. There's many different forms of gifts. But one thing that ties every gift together is love. It's love. We cannot outgive God. But we can give like God. Amen. We can't give like God. He created us in his likeness and in his image. So we can give like God. Amen. Somebody needs a gift. And I'm not talking about, you know, just the things that they desire. I'm talking about a gift that will sustain them through hard times. A gift that'll make a way for them when they can't see their way through. Everybody needs a gift. I thank God that that gift stems from love. Praise God. We sometimes forget our duties and responsibilities as a child of the Most High God. We are responsible for our actions through God. God has commissioned us to do some things. One thing he commissioned us to do was to spread the good news. Amen. That good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He also commissioned us to love. Amen. And you would know who you are in Christ when you show that love. People would know who you are when you show that love. Amen. We cannot forget who we are and whose we are. The Bible talks about a man looking in a mirror. He said, what kind of a man will look in the mirror and see his face, and then when he walk away, he forget what manner of a man he is? Oh, how soon we forget who we are and whose we are. I thank God that I know who I am and whose I belong to. Yes, my mother may have birthed me, but there is something greater that's in me. That makes me more than just who I came from in the flesh. It shows me who I am in the spirit. I belong to the Most High God. I am a child of the Most High God. My spirit, the spirit that dwells within me, knew who I was going to be way before I became flesh. Amen. See, one thing I know, God didn't forget anything about me. When it came to knowing who Troy Carter was going to be, God knew exactly who I was going to be because he knew who he created. So that's why I can't look in the mirror and see my face. Now I know most of y'all are seeing this as just a physical thing, okay? But when I look in the mirror, I see much deeper than just my face. I can see the inner parts. I have to look deeper into that mirror, and I have to ask the question, who am I? Who am I? When I ask myself that question, and when I answer and says, I am a child of the Most High God, I am more than a conqueror. I am victorious. I am successful. I am above and never again beneath. I am all the things that God called me to be. I'm not going to turn away from that mirror and forget what manner of a man I am. Now that I painted this picture for y'all, I just have one thing to say. If I was to give this message a title, it would be, Don't Forget About God. Don't forget about God. Amen? Amen. And as we go through this together, you'll understand why that statement is made. Amen. Don't forget about God. You know, we sang a song last week, and the words of that song, some of the words was that, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. And I tell you, that song does something to my soul. It does something to my spirit. You know, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able. Yes, God is able. He's able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or even imagine. Amen. So in this title, Don't Give Up on God, I want you to understand that if you don't forget about God, you're going to be just fine. You're going to make it through whatever situation or circumstance you may find yourself in if you don't forget about God. Amen. Because he's able to pull you through every situation. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I want to turn to Proverbs 3, starting with verse 1. Amen. And you'll understand this as we go through the scriptures together. Proverbs 3 and 1 says, my son. Now he's talking to my sons and my daughter, his daughters. Amen. My son, my daughter, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them up about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. He says, my sons, my daughter, my children, forget not my law and keep all of mine commandments. Listen, a lot of people will look at this. And one thing I'm going to tell you, when I say a lot of people, religion will tell you about the law and try to keep you under the law. But this law we're talking about is the law of love. Amen. We're talking about what Jesus talked about. We're talking about the law that Jesus has given us, the law of love. Amen. When he says, forget not my law, don't forget to love one another. See, when you love God, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. And even in that statement alone, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Don't you know that he's giving you the answer to the type of commandments he wants you to keep? He commands us to love. Jesus said, a new commandment I give thee. Now, most people look at the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Okay? Telling us what we shall not do. Never telling us what we should do. Amen? So Jesus came on the scene and he gave us a new commandment. He said, a new commandment I give you. Listen, first is to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen? Then the second was to love thy neighbor as I myself, Jesus, have loved you. Amen. So when you narrow all this down, it all comes to love. Love. If you love like God loves, if you love like Christ loves, you would not do all the thou shalt nots. You wouldn't steal from your brother or sister. You wouldn't lie to your brother or sister. You wouldn't want to murder your brother or sister. You wouldn't want to do anything. You wouldn't covet thy husband, thy neighbor's wife. You wouldn't do none of these things if you love like God. Keep God's commandments. And love the way you should. Because these today, we are in so many trying times today. People are doing things that try our spirit. People are doing things today that challenges us when it comes to love. Can I love a person that does the things that's been done in this world today? Can I love someone that is a racist or prejudice? Can I love someone that has a spirit of hate? Can I love someone that steals, kills? Can I love someone like that? I don't know about you. But I'm going to tell you what I got to do. I got to love them anyway. I have to love them anyway. In spite of what they're doing, in spite of what they're saying, in spite of what they're displaying, I have to love them anyway. I love them enough to pray for them. I love them enough to pray for them. Praying that God will create a change in their lives. Because I'm not great. I'm not perfect. Amen. I am not perfect. I make mistakes. I have flaws. I wouldn't want someone to hold my flaws or my mistakes against me. I have not always did the right things. I have not always made the right choices or said the right things. I've said some things that were hurtful to people before, but I pray to God for forgiveness. I thank God for his forgiveness. Amen. And the thing about forgiveness, see, forgiveness stems from love. When you say that, I can't forgive them. Well, first of all, you can't keep God's commandments then. Forgiveness starts with love. The love of God that dwells within us will compel us to do the right things. Even when we make mistakes, when we slip, trip, and fall, we can get back up because the love that dwells within us will help us up. Listen, y'all. When we're talking about, when the Bible says, for length of days, now this is Proverbs 3:2, for length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. When you can display the godly type of love to people, in spite of what has been done or said, your soul, your life is being preserved. Because you can move from day to day in peace, in love, stress-free, worry-free. Those things will not bound you up. It will not keep you in captivity to your own self. See, we keep ourselves in captivity in our mindset. When somebody does us wrong, I ain't gonna never do nothing for them. They can't get nothing else out of me. How soon have you looked in that mirror and walked away and forgot what manner of a man you are? How quickly have you forgotten that you've done some wrong too? How quickly have you forgotten how God forgiven you? I tell you the truth. Listen. When we can love like God loves, nothing in this world can stop us from having what God wants us to have. Amen. Nothing in this world can stop us from having what God wants us to have. What does God want us to have? Good success. Amen. He didn't just say success. He said a good success. Amen. He wants us to live in the abundance of life. See, most people just think Jesus is love and, you know, he wants to have life. You know, Jesus is life. No, he said the abundant of life. That means that overflowing of life. The enjoyment. See, some people have life, but they have no enjoyment of life. As pastors say all the time, you know, some people are just existing. Surviving. Amen. God wants us to thrive. He wants us to live in the abundance. He wants us to overflow. Everything we should have, everything we do should be in abundance. Amen. All the way down to the type of love that we display. Display the abundance of love. How do you do this, you may ask? Continue to read your word. Continue to be in your word. Do what John 15:7 says. Abide in the word and the word abide in you. And you can ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Get in this word to know what your benefits in Christ is. Abide in this word and know that you're more than a conqueror. Abide in this word and know that, hey, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. Howbeit that everything that God has for us is good. Everything that God has for us is good. Amen. Some people don't see that. You know why? Because they don't know God's love. They don't know God's love. Understand this. Listen, I'm going to continue to read. I think I stopped at verse 6, you know. So, verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes, for fear the Lord and depart from evil. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Reverence the Lord. Amen? Amen. A lot of people look at that word, fear the Lord, and get automatically shaken, think God's going to smash me if I do something wrong. God's going to strike me down when I step into church because I did something wrong. No. Reverence the Lord. Give God reverence. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Do you even understand what that verse 8 means? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Listen, God wants you to be healthy all the way in your inner parts. In your inner parts. I'm talking about when you feel the groaning on the inside, when your spirit and your emotions get the best of you, you're groaning on the inside. Oh, Lord God, the inner parts, he wants to be healthy. All the way to the bone. Amen. Look. You know how you tell somebody, I'm going to cut you to the white meat. You know, I say that all the time. Because when you cut them to the white meat, oh, you've been cut. You've been cut and you're going to bleed. But see, God wants to get into that inner part. He wants you to be healthy in the inner parts. Some people think that, you know, oh, I'm strong. Oh, I'm good. I don't feel no aches and pains. No, but what about your spirit, man? How beat up is your spirit, man? Are you healthy in your spirit? Can you still stand although you got aches and pains? Can you walk around and tell someone you love them even when you've been hurt? See, a healthy spirit can stand. A healthy spirit don't even know that they're hurt because they're thinking about somebody else's hurt. They're looking to help somebody else because they know that they've already been helped by God. The only way that you can assure yourself that you can help somebody else is when you know you've already been helped. God assures us that he will never leave nor forsake us. Amen. When he said he'll never leave nor forsake us, he will not forget about us. Amen. Amen. How can you forget about somebody that you're always with? Woo, boy, praise God. See, this is the reason why so many people can forget about God, because they're not always in their word. They're not always abiding in the word, and the word is not always abiding in them, because they have soon walked away from the mirror and forgot what man of a man they were, because they, they see their face in the mirror and they didn't look deep enough in it to really see the true them. They looked in the mirror and they saw the outer shell, and they licked their fingers and hit their eyebrows, mustache. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I look fly. Eyebrows on fleek. Yeah, right. Okay. I don't even know what some of these words mean sometimes. I just have to follow suit, you know. But bless the Lord. When I look in the mirror, I see much more than this. I see the inner man. I see that for greater is he that is in me than me that is in the world. Amen. So when people forget who they are, it's easy for them to forget about God. It's easy to forget about God. You already know who you are. We talked about the greatest gift. And it's so funny that some people are so overwhelmed and so excited and so consumed with the biggest gift, the biggest box under the tree, the biggest gift that they get when it's their birthday, the biggest gift that they get, you know, from whoever. They get that. They see, oh, man, it must be something real good in there. That box is real big. Before they even opened the box, they were consumed. They were excited to see what was in the box. Not once did they open their mouth and say, Lord, thank you for whatever's in that box. I don't care what's in that box. I just thank you for it, God. When you can give God thanks before you even see what the gift is, you've already proven that you have not forgotten about God. I tell you this. I see people, they pray and ask God for something. Oh, Lord, if you just bless me with the car, I'll be at church every Sunday. I ain't seen them since. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. Oh, Lord, if you bless me with this house, I'll serve you. Ain't had nobody over. Ain't invited nobody to the new house. And if they did invite them over, they had a party. They got drunk and forgot about God. Just the way it is. How soon do people forget about God? Even in the midst of your celebrating, yes, we know people drink. We know people get drunk. It's okay. Just don't forget about God. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen. I drink every once in a while. I thank God I'm a big dude and I don't get drunk real fast or nothing like that. The alcohol don't consume me. I consume it. I'm just being real, y'all. Listen. I can't count how many times I have been drinking with someone that could possibly get drunk, but yet I am ministering to them. That's because I give God the glory for everything. At least I try to all the time. But I can't remember the times that I did sit and drink with someone I could minister to them. The drink had no bearing over me. I thank God that I put him first. I know the scriptures. The scriptures don't tell me that it's a sin to drink. But religions will tell you that it is. Religion will tell you that it's a sin to drink. It's a sin to dance. It's a sin to go to the club, to the bar, or wherever. Religion will keep you in bondage. You will never get a chance to enjoy life following religion. It's not a sin to go to the club. Amen? That's just a place where people are gathering to celebrate. Isn't that much like how it is in church? It's a place where people gather to celebrate. Amen. We celebrate Christ in here. Amen. It's a party, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I like to dance with the Lord. Amen. I like singing to the Lord, giving praise to God. We don't always listen to Mahalia Jackson in here. What's his name? What's that? Cleveland? What's his name? James Cleveland. I forgot his name. Amen. But the thing is, those songs were for that time in some of the religious churches. I'm climbing up. Y'all know. Of the mountain. God never told us to climb the rough side of the mountain. Amen. I know my word says he'll make the crooked road straight. Amen. The rough road smooth. Listen, I can speak to that mountain. I ain't got to climb it. Hey, get up out of my way. And I'm going to keep walking. Amen. I ain't climbing. My knees are bad right now, y'all. I can't be climbing the mountains. Amen. I receive that. Amen. But praise God. We got to understand that, listen, even in this that I'm giving you, this word I'm giving it to you in love. And I pray that through love, you will never forget God. Amen. His word says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. A lot of people say, well, you know, I can keep this commandment, but I can't keep that one. Oh, wait. Hold up. So you're telling me you can keep part of the word, but not all of the word. Now, this is just me speaking, y'all. If there's a part of his commandment that you can keep, I pray that it's love. Amen. Amen. If you can't think of nothing else to keep from God, keep his love. Love covers a multitude of sin. That is his word. Love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. When you can't see nothing else, I pray that you can see the love of God. Because when you can see the love of God, you see more than enough. Amen. A lot of people, they can't see love because they replace love with hate. They can't see love because they replace love with things. And when you can't see love, you can't see God. God is love. It's not hard, y'all. It's not rocket science. Just learn how to love like God loves. When you think about love, most people don't even know the true definition of love. They think love is an emotional feeling. No, it's not. See, when you're talking about feelings and emotions, you often get caught up in lust. When I say I love my wife, I don't love her because she's just beautiful and she looks good on the outside. I love her because of who she is and whose she is. I love her because it doesn't matter what she puts on her outside to make her look good. I love her inside. Amen. And because I love her from the inside out, she's always beautiful to me. It's funny how, you know, you see movies and you see someone dating or about to start dating someone, and they're running around, the women running around with rollers in their hair, and gotta get their nails and toes done, and, you know, gotta lay out what they're gonna wear for the date. The guy's gonna, you know, he's gonna try to get suave, you know, he's put a new pair of Stacy Adams out, you know, he gotta get sharp, clean up his car real good, and, you know, he wanna impress this woman. How soon does that wear off? About what, third, fourth date, it starts to wear off. Sometimes the second one. But you know, I thank God that the beauty of my wife that's from the inside never wears off. Amen. I'm always in love with that inner beauty, because her inner beauty far exceeds her outer beauty. Amen. Now, she's beautiful outside as well, but her inner beauty is what got my attention. It's what got my attention. That came from God. I mean, I told a story a long time ago, and I'm not ashamed to tell it. I told my wife. She already knows this. She wasn't my type when I first met her. But oh, how soon that changed. She was just my type. Amen. Because she was just what God had for me. And I thank God that I didn't, you know, allow my outer, you know, her outer appearance take more precedence on me than her inner. Amen. When we sat and talked for hours, I began to see who she was. She began to see who I was. And together, after all these years, 25 years now, we've seen that God didn't forget about us. God had us in mind for one another. He had us in place for one another. And because of who we are and whose we are, I'm talking about in Christ now, we were joined together. And we can't forget about God now. Amen? We cannot forget about God. God is what's keeping us together. Amen? His love is keeping us together, because we have his love in us. His love is what's keeping all of us coming here, right at Christian Freedom Ministries. It ain't that we love to drive out in the snow. It ain't that we love just getting up every Sunday morning, coming, doing, you know, what we do. But we love God. We have a love for God. And we know that we cannot forget God, because he hasn't forgotten us. How many people have forgotten about God that they allow the things of the world to keep them from God? The sheets, the covers. Yeah, you're right. Ultra amen. The very thing that God gave you. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The very thing that God gave you, you've allowed it to keep you from God. A lot of y'all saying, what is he talking about? God has given us free will, y'all. He's given us free will. He's given us the opportunity to make choices in our lives. Have God, the will that God has given you, that free will that he's given you, have you allowed it to keep you from God? Have you allowed it to make you forget about God? And some people don't even understand that these words that they speak, they say, well, you know, God knows my heart. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. He know your heart, you scallops. Oh, I'm sorry. He knows you. Yes, God knows your heart. Do you know your heart? That's the question. God gave you free will, and he will never change that. Whatever decision you decide to make, he will honor. If you choose not to love him, that's okay. He still loves you. It may grieve him a little bit, but he still loves you. You don't understand that you should never forget God. He is the only one that provides for you. He protects you. He makes ways for you. Everything that you do is because of him. Or everything you have is because of him. Now, everything you do ain't because of him. Amen. And I had to make that correction, because a lot of people say, well, God made me this way. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. God didn't make you the way you are. He gave you a choice to be who you are. Amen. Amen. His free will gave you a choice to be who you are. When I was out there in the world doing what I was doing, having fun doing what I was doing, I didn't care about nobody but Troy. I was enjoying life. I didn't think I was doing nobody wrong. I was enjoying life, not knowing that some of the things that I was doing wasn't God's will for me. That was my will for me. I had a choice. We all have our own choices. I used to tell myself, you know, hey, I'm the God's gift to women. You know, I was stuck on myself. Yeah, the ultimate male, that was me. But not knowing, see, but what people didn't see was before I walked around saying those words, I was hurt by somebody. Because the love that I had was crushed. I loved someone. I gave my emotional feelings to someone to handle. And they were crushed. So all of a sudden, now I'm cold, I'm hard. You know, hey, I ain't allowed myself to fall in love. I said those words. You know, patting myself on the back for every little thing. I'm going to tell you something. But God. But God. With his great love, wherewith he loved us. Ephesians 2 talks about that great love. For wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in our sins, he still loved us. He saved us. Through grace have we been saved. How can I forget about God when he loved me so much that he did not allow me to be overtaken by me? We are our own worst enemies. But God, in his great love, he loves us so much that he gives us another chance. Not just a second chance, but another chance. Amen. His love. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. I don't care what you think you've done and how bad you think it's been and that God will forget. He'll never forget to love you. He'll never forget you. He said he'll never leave nor forsake you. But we always, almost always forget about God when it comes to what we're supposed to do for him. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst with new wine. Honor the Lord with thy substance. How many people have forgotten who God was when it comes to the things that they have? How many people have forgotten to honor God with their substance? I could only laugh because I've been on that side of the road at one point in time where I forgot about God with my substance, making good money, but I forgot about God in my giving. See, it's funny how God can give to you, but you forget to give to him. It's funny how soon you forget who gave you what you have. He didn't ask you to give it all back to him. He just asked for a little bit. A small portion. But you forget about him. Why? Is it because he asked so little of you? Is that why you forgot? Oh, I forgot about that 10% God. I'll give you 20% next week. Yeah, right. If you forgot to give him 10, you ain't going to think about 20. Because the very thing that made you forget about the 10% was that you was greedy in the first place. Greed. That's right, I said it. I'm like Michael Bazin now. But I'm telling you, listen, a lot of people say, Oh, I ain't going to forget about God. I ain't going to forget about God. But as I said earlier, you ask God for a new car. He give it to you. Now I don't see you. You forgot about God. Ask God for a new job. Oh, Lord, I don't make enough. I don't make enough. When you do make enough, you still forget about him. It ain't that you don't make enough. You make enough money to handle whatever it is to handle. You just don't know how to manage your finances. You don't know how to put God first. Right there, I just read the scripture. Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruit of thy increase. And listen, your barn shall be filled. Isn't that the same as Malachi 3 when he says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, saith the Lord, and prove me now. Won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing? You won't have room enough to receive. The tithe. Tithe means tenth, if you didn't know. A tenth. A dime on a dollar. That's all they ask you. You say, well, I ain't have enough. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't lie. If you made $1, you had enough to tithe off of. If you made a dime, you had a penny to give. Amen? So don't tell me you didn't have enough to give. Don't tell me that, oh, praise God. Listen, if $1 can make you forget about God, Ooh-wee. Lord Jesus, God don't want us to put things before him. You know, in the Old Testament, when God said, I am a jealous God, he meant that. He meant it. But he said that during that time because grace wasn't in place then. You see, back then people were replacing God with statues, with, you know, gold, silver, monies, all this kind of stuff. They was replacing God. Much like today. Much like today. People are still replacing God with their substance. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. That when we trip, slip, and fall, we can get back up. Thank God for his love and his kindness towards us. That he don't condemn or he don't destroy us. He don't bring forth his wrath upon us. He don't let the hammer down on us. Because that's the picture that most people see in the religious sector. They show God like Thor, sitting above in the heavens with a big hammer, a sludge hammer, waiting for you to mess up. Waiting for you not to give your tithe. Waiting for you to steal. Waiting for you to lie, waiting for you to get caught up in fornication and adultery, waiting for you. And then before the hammer comes down, they even condemn you themselves. They'll slander you. They'll talk about you. They'll bring you to an open shame before the church. I remember a long time ago, me and my wife, before we got married, we went to a church and we were just dating at the time. We were staying together. And I believe I made the announcement that, you know, we was going to get married. And I had to go somewhere. I had duty the following week or whatever. And my wife and children went to church. And that was the topic. How you shouldn't be shacking up. Whole sermon about how you shouldn't be shacking up. It was against God. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? That you would take what I given you as a testament. I was happy to let you know that, hey, I'm getting married. This is the woman that God given me, and I'm going to marry her. But you take that and you twist it up to say that we're living in sin. You know? But everybody don't know that you're sleeping with somebody else in the church. Ooh, wow. Wow, wow. You just took the toothpick out of my eye, but you got a beam in yours. Hello? Listen, I'm trying to tell you something. God said, not so. I would not be brought to an open shame by man. I trust God with all my heart. Amen? I trust God with all my heart. And I love him. If you don't know how to always, always remember God, if you want to know how not to forget about God, develop a relationship with him. I said earlier, it's hard to forget someone that you're with all the time. Amen? The Bible talks about how a woman will never forget her child. It says suckling child in the Bible. Why? Because they have a bond. They have a bond. A woman and their child have a bond that cannot be broken. Amen? When a woman has a child and, you know, some women breastfeed, some women don't. But I don't care if you breastfeed or not. That child knows you. Even though the umbilical cord has been cut, there's still a bond between the mother and the child. Amen? This is the same type of bond you should have with God. Now listen to this. The umbilical cord has been cut, and he has given you free will. Amen? See, Jesus himself is still our umbilical cord. Jesus has bridged the gap with God and man. We should always be attached to God through Christ. But when you sever the cord, when that cord is cut, that means that you allow something else to come in between you and God. I talked about forgiveness. Unforgiveness can sever the cord. When you cannot forgive someone, you're saying that you cannot love them anymore. And when you can't love anymore, you don't show the love of God anymore. You've allowed hurt and hatred and whatever else is keeping you from forgiveness to separate you from God. I thank God that he said that nothing can separate us from him. But we allow things to separate him from us. We need to step back and take a look at ourselves, y'all. As the Bible says, let a man examine himself. Take a step back and look at yourself and see if you're allowing anything to sever the cord. Is there anything that's keeping you from forgiving, from loving, from doing as God called you to do? Because once you let something sever the cord between you and God, unforgiveness can step in. Love can be forgotten. See, people, they say they love things. They love, I love this, I love this, I love that. You know, pastors gave a class on love. The seven different stages of love. Six. Thank you. Six different stages of love. But you need to know what love is. Amen. Most importantly, you need to know the godly type of love, which is the agape love. Amen. The agape love. The love that allows you to love unconditionally. No matter what has happened to you, no matter what you've been through, no matter what people said, no matter what people have done. Listen, just love. I told a story a long time ago, and I stand on it this day. My mother, she instilled love in us, the love of Christ in us. She said, baby, no matter what you do, just love. Love people, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, just love them. You ain't got to hang out with them. Just love them. She was telling me to pray for them. Amen. The Bible tells us that. Pray for those that even despitely use you. Those that come up against you, pray for them. Amen. But the most important thing is that you don't forget God. And if you want to keep God in your heart, get in His word. Get in His word. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When you open your mouth, could you tell a stranger that you love them? A lot of people can't. I don't know them. But you ain't got to know them. These words should, just learn how to say these words. I love you with the love of Christ. That's sufficient for everybody. I love you with the love of Christ. You know what's really, what really messed people's heads up? If it was somebody that said or did something about you, and you found out about it, but you didn't approach them, just tell them, hey, I love you with the love of Christ. They'll be convicted. They'll feel kind of funny. You love me with the love of Christ? And I just talked about them. That's okay. It don't matter what you say to me. What matters is what I say to you. And I'll say to you that I love you because I won't forget about God as the ministers and deacons come. Amen. Praise God.